From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State militants claiming responsibility for twin suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb late Thursday that left dozens dead, more than 200 wounded. The blast targeted a neighborhood controlled by Hezbollah, whose fighters back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike targeting the notorious Islamic State militant nicknamed Jihadi John. U.S. forces targeted Mohammed Emwazi in an airstrike on the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa, Syria. Kuwait-born, British-educated Emwazi has appeared in several videos depicting the gruesome beheadings and other killings of Western hostages. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes have beaten back Islamic State fighters and recaptured some territory close to the Syrian border. Edward Uranian has details.
Iraqi government helicopters pounded Islamic State positions around Sinjar as warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition attacked Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, who are leading the ground assault, cut the main highway linking Mosul in Iraq to Raqqa, the center of Islamic State operations in Syria. The route is used by the Islamic State to transport weapons, fighters, illicit oil, and other commodities that fund the militant group's operations. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The Peace and Security Council of the African Union plans to meet later today. They'll be reviewing the violent situation in Burundi. Meantime, United Nations sent a united message to the fighting parties in Burundi to stop the violence and resolve their issues at the negotiating table. This is VOA News. European Union approved a $2 billion fund for Africa. The money will be going to combating poverty, which is contributing to the current wave of migration into Europe. European Commission President Donald Tusk spoke at the end of the Malta summit.
What we have agreed is a crucial step in reinforcing our cooperation. We have adopted a political declaration and a Valletta action plan.
EU also plans to hold a summit with Turkey at the end of the month at the beginning of December to discuss how to deal with the migration crisis. Court in Moscow convicted a former policeman and sentenced him to 13 years in prison for passing state secrets, that is, to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. Russia's Federal Security Service says that Yevgeny Chistov admitted that he was a CIA spy for 3 years and pleaded guilty to charges of state treason. Chistov was a police officer assigned to the Russian Interior Ministry's Moscow region. Here in the U.S., President Obama gave the Medal of Honor to Army Captain Florent Groberg Thursday, who tackled a suicide bomber as he was about to detonate himself in Afghanistan in 2012, saving his own life and that of many of his comrades.
All those years of training on the track, in the classroom, out in the field, all of it came together in those few seconds. He had the instincts and the courage to do what was needed.
President Obama hung the Medal of Honor around the neck of retired Captain Groberg Thursday at a White House ceremony. 4 people, 3 military personnel, and a Foreign Service officer were killed in the attack, and Captain Broberg sustained a leg injury that was so severe that he needed 33 surgeries to save it. The Medal of Honor is the country's highest award for battlefield bravery. President Obama has congratulated Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi for her party's success in this week's parliamentary elections. With results still coming in, Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy appears headed for a landslide win over the ruling military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter fired his top military aide Thursday after he learned about allegations of misconduct against Lieutenant General Ron Lewis. There is no information on what Lewis is accused of doing. Pentagon official says Carter was presented with the allegations Tuesday and was taken by surprise. Lewis is a 3-star general who served 3 tours of duty as a commander and attack helicopter pilot in Iraq and in Afghanistan. You can get more news at our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.